I love saying. I love that someone can get angry at a puppet.
I figured he'd never seen the show and had no idea what was going on. He'd never seen your show and had no idea what Triumph was.
Right. I have no idea. I have no clue. But, you know, it's possible he thought he was just being attacked by a man with a rubber dog on his fist. I love that his bodyguards intervened, and that was the best part. So it's a good thing that he had three bodyguards on hand to protect him from the rubber dog. But
can you talk about the evolution of Triumph on your show?
Yeah, my favorite part about Triumph, and I don't know why, but Triumph has the voice of a Ukrainian woman. You know, you think it's like, it's so nice to see you, yes, yes, oh yes. And I have no idea why, but apparently, you know, this is an immigrant who made his way to the Borscht Belt. And and it was funny right away. And then we started, I think initially Triumph just insulted me. And then we thought, that's really funny. Let's bring Triumph back and have him insult celebrities who were sitting next to me. So after I was done interviewing him, I'd say, would you like to meet Triumph the Insult Comic Dog? And then he would start yelling at William Shatner and say, look at you, Shatner, what has happened? You're fat pig, Shatner. And and then we realized, okay, this is working really well. People really love this. And then there was a period of time where people thought, well, Triumph has run its course. That's it. I think it's done. It's not going to be that funny again. And then someone had the idea, one of our writers noticed that there was this long line outside the Star Wars premiere of Star Wars fans waiting to go in, all dressed as the Star Wars characters. And so someone had the idea, let's send Triumph there. So we sent Triumph with some of our writers, and everybody wrote lines. And that, I think, and I am not an arrogant person, but I do think Triumph in line attacking different Star Wars fans is probably the funniest 10 minutes of television that's been on the air in the last, you know, 5-8 years. That's really one of the one of the greatest things I ever saw. And I love television. I've watched a lot of television, and I just thought, you know, Triumph is talking to a man dressed as Darth Vader, you know, and insulting him.
What did he say?
And the guy as Darth Vader is explaining which buttons do what. Like, this button is my transporter, and this button does this, and this button does that. And Triumph says, yes, yes, and which button do you press to call your mother to come pick you up?
Conan O'Brien from our recent interview. Before we meet Triumph and his creator, Robert Smigel, let's hear an excerpt of Triumph's new CD, Come Poop With Me. The CD has a parental advisory, and most of it contains language that can't be used on the radio. But at the end of Triumph's recording session, his record producer made sure there was something we could play.
That sounded good, Dave. Thanks. All right, guys. We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we nailed it. Yes. Good job, Jimmy and Scott and
thanks.
Black guy. Good for you. You can go back to crapping out that swing for Conan.
Triumph, Jeff Adelson's here.
Yes. What?
He's from Warner Brothers. He's one of the big executives.
Oh, great, great. Bring him in. Yes. Come on in, Jeff. Yes.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yes.
Good to see you guys.
Good. This is the man, guys. This is the man right here.
You're the man.
Oh,
no,
yes.
You're the dog.
I'm the dog, yeah. Hey, so you heard it? You happy with it, man?
Yeah. You know, it's really a good album. If we could play it for anybody under the age of 30.
Because it's raunchy. You got me.
Yeah. Raunchy. No, I loved it. I just got to take a bath for a month or so, then I'll be okay.
He has to take a bath.
Yeah, I'm not so sure we can make a warning label big enough for this album. enough of the pleasantries. I really came here because I wanted to ask you a favor.
What's this, yes?
I need you to, you know, record another track that maybe I could get played on the radio, or at least until they invent cable radio.
Cable radio. That would be... Okay. Yeah, you know, something cleaner. Something cleaner, yes.
Just something we could get played on the radio without having to put down one giant bleep.
This guy's funnier than I am. He should be doing the album.
Okay, here's the track Triumph recorded for the radio.
I thought my CD was done, but that's not...